You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Tell me a little bit about the history of this festival. Sort of, how did it start?
Okay, cool. That's a pretty cool introduction. It makes me sound like someone I'd like to meet.
That's you.
Well, initially what happened was I was approached by Mark Fisher, who is the director of Body Positive, and he wanted to look at what he could do to rally people together, to change people's perspectives on what HIV is, raise awareness, educate, but also to look at how they could engage with their own community. And when I say their own community, people living with HIV, a little bit differently, with a sense of empowerment. And so he thought that using the arts would be a really good way to be able to do something like that without bashing people over the head, you know? So that kind of led in from one conversation. I went where they have a retreat every year. So I went to the retreat, did some workshops with people, and that kind of escalated into it becoming an idea for a festival. So we had a mini festival. My whānau have a theatre in New Lynn called Te Pō Theatre, and we as a whānau made the decision to gift a week of our time around World AIDS Day to the festival. And we looked at different types of performances, but we wanted to make sure that there was education involved in everything we did as well. So we used, for instance, spoken word. We had a spoken word evening. Not everybody had lived experience. They didn't have HIV, but we kind of cultivated the evening so that it kind of had a theme around wearing an armor. How do we do that as, you know, as humans? Mm. So looking at the humanity side of what these connections are.
You're in your third year now. How has it been received? So, I mean, each year, is it getting more popular? Are you getting a lot more interest?
Yeah, man. Like, so the first year was, you know, it was really intimate. It was like nobody knew about it. It was really difficult to get people to understand what this thing was. Mm. And it really kind of stamped it. It really kind of brought it home that what Mark wanted to do was necessary, because in that first year, people were like, oh, I don't have HIV. What do I need to know about it? Mm. So the whole idea that education was necessary started to, you know, really be evident. And then the next year, because we'd done a thing, then we had, through the graces of a lot of artists who just gave their time, the second year grew into a place where people thought, oh, I really enjoyed that thing, I'll show it, share it to my friends. This year, we've grown, it's expensive compared to last year. Last year, we were in Te Pō Theatre for 5 days, and we had a different type of performance every night. This year, we're in 8 venues across Auckland. Mm. And so we've grown quite a large amount in 1 year.
Fantastic.
Happily so.
What are some of the highlights from this year? What can people expect? I mean, what are some of these events?
Our main event, it's probably, we only have 2 paid events, ticketed events, mm-hmm. and our main fundraiser is called the Upside Down Cabaret, which is at the Winter Gardens at Auckland Live in the Civic Theatre. And that cabaret, we took an essence of something that exists in the States called the Broadway Backwards. And Broadway Backwards was created in the 80s, and it was Broadway's response to losing a lot of their people to HIV. Mm. And basically, their cabaret was to take songs that were written for women and men would sing them, not in drag, but as if it was written, and vice versa. So what we kind of cultivated that, and we're trying to make it a bit more Kiwiana. So this year, that's our main attraction, and that's, you know, we have people like Jackie Clark and Jennifer Ward Leland and Caitlin Smith, and about a cast of 12 singing and comedy that evening. We've got a relationship with Briefs at Q Theatre, and they're part of their show. They're donating to us. We have a red party on World AIDS Day. Awesome. At the Family Bar. There's quite a bit of education as well. We have at Garnet Station, which is in Westmere, we have the whole week, 4 days, which is Wednesday to Saturday, we're dedicating that whole space to female empowerment. So the whole idea is that it's run by women, and it's to be able to try and engage with all community, not just women living with HIV as well. So we have workshops every day, and the workshops are koha. And then we have a show in the evening on the Wednesday, Thursday, and the Friday. So we kind of are all over the place, but it's a really nice calendar. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, it's packed. I mean, in terms of HIV in New Zealand, what's the status of HIV? I mean, how it's I think transmissions are at the highest they've ever been.
Yeah, right. So I'm not an expert on all of the statistics. You know, it's been a huge education for me. Working with the foundations. I don't live with HIV, but I've had to learn as I go. And as you said, I believe it is the highest level that it has been in a very long time. And I think the idea of bringing this awareness is, how do I put it? I really think, for me, the awareness is really necessary, because I think we've got to a place where it's almost becoming like the flu, because there's medication. People's approach to what it is completely different. You know, 20 years ago, it was fearful.
Yeah.
Because you could actually die from HIV, and that it's almost like a slight complacency. I can't put that out onto other people, but it seems to me there's a slight complacency because you can get medicated for it.
Can anyone explain why the modern day Wales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.